A dark chapter in Australian public administration has reached a turning point with a massive $548 million settlement in the robo-debt class action lawsuit. Whilst this provides some financial relief for over 430,000 victims, big questions about justice still remain. Thomas Kutis asked Dr. Christopher Rudge, lecturer in law at the University of Sydney, whether this feels like enough compensation for the victims.
So yes, the Robodebt scandal was a terrible event and one of the most tragic errors in governance in Australian history. And for the victims, it's undoubtedly a day of financial vindication and validation after a long and terrible ordeal, waiting and people suffering and enduring psychiatric harm. However, we must be careful not to confuse the headline figure in relation to this settlement with generosity. Although this is the largest settlement in Australian history, it's just a reflection of the enormous size of the cohort, which numbers 433,000 people, rather than the generosity of payments to the individuals.
A key part of this case was a claim that public officials deliberately misused their power. Can you briefly explain why that accusation is so serious?
Yeah, so in this second class action, which was an appeal of the first, in which the plaintiffs, who were victims of robo-debt, brought a claim of misfeasance in public office against the government and the public servants. This particular claim is incredibly serious because it's the only legal wrong that applies to public officials who misuse their power. However, to prove this claim, you have to show that the public officials were more than simply incompetent. You have to show that the public officials had a specific state of mind and what the law has called conscious maladministration. You needed to show that the public officials consciously did the wrong thing. Now, the plaintiffs were very confident that they could prove this claim, and obviously the government defendant was prepared to settle on the basis of the evidence they foresaw coming. So it's a very serious accusation, but in this case it looks like it would have been successful. Otherwise, one might ask, why did the government settle?
Because this was settled out of court, you've said we might never get the full story. What is the most important thing we now won't find out?
Well, robo-debt was, as the Royal Commission found, a terrible project, a terrible error that the government kind of imposed on citizens. The key question that remains unanswered was whether those who designed the scheme and who were responsible for its continued administration through many complaints and many administrative appeal tribunals declaring that it was unlawful or at least questionable, the question remaining was whether they did this on purpose. Did anyone in the public service have knowledge of the illegality or unlawfulness of the scheme and continue without any change in their decision making or in their processes? And with that, with the case now settled and the claims dropped, we will never be able to examine that question, whether public servants knowingly acted unlawfully.
Many victims want to see the individuals behind robo-debt held responsible. Is there still any chance of that happening in the future?
Well, we have one last clear chance, and that lies with the National Anti-Corruption Commission. So the NAC has committed, after many false steps, to investigating six persons who were referred to it by the Robodebt Royal Commission and Commissioner Catherine Holmes. The allegations or circumstances in which those referrals have arisen is still a secret. The details are contained in a sealed section of the Robodebt Royal Commission report, and NAC would now have in its possession those details, and it may be conducting private hearings right now. So we await the results of any such private hearings. I would be very keen for public hearings to take place, but the NAC doesn't need to do those. If all goes as well as it can, the NAC will make findings that one or more or all of the six referred individuals engaged in corruption, which is defined as a breach of the public trust, when they were administering the RoboDebt scheme.
How can we make sure that this corruption doesn't happen again?
Well, I think that it is actually very likely that something like RoboDebt could occur again. But to avoid it, we really need to see a complete paradigm shift in the way that we approach welfare in Australia and the social security system. The principle, I think, should be espoused within the Department of Human Services, now Services Australia, and the Departments of Social Security, is that there is almost negligible fraud in the system, and a working assumption should be that people are entitled to the support they receive.
Dr. Christopher Rudge, lecturer in law at the University of Sydney, speaking there with Thomas Kutters.